Thank you, Jesus. Hey, hey, hey. Are you getting something? Okay. Okay. I got one more illustration, and I'm sitting down, apparently. Imagine, if you will, with me. Let me take these off. I'm fogging them up. Imagine you, with me, if you will, you have two armies battling out over each other's territory. And after some time, Army A conquers Army B. And the two nations or kingdoms or what have you sign a treaty agreeing that nation A or kingdom A won over kingdom B. They're both in agreement. Documents are signed. It's been ratified, whatnot, and so forth. But if kingdom A never goes into the territory of kingdom B and take hold and lay claim to what belongs to kingdom A based on the victory that was won and the document treaty that was signed and ratified, then the functionality and the rules and the way of life of kingdom B will not change. Even though it is Kingdom A's rightful place to take in, to take over, and to change, and to completely alter the way that Kingdom B used to function. Kingdom B will never change unless Kingdom A goes in and takes it. Jesus has already gotten us the victory. He's already gotten us the victory. Everything that the devil throws at us is nothing more than a distraction to keep us from realizing the territory that already belongs to us. Whether it's souls to be won into the kingdom, whether it's property to be owned, whether it's businesses to be created, whether it's fields of work to be taken over, whatever the territory, it already belongs to us because we are a part of the kingdom, but it is up to us to seize control. The devil wants nothing more than for you to quit, to stop, to throw in the towel, to give up the fight. But keep fighting, keep pressing, and enter into God's rest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm done.